So please excuse my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show now. Mr. Bistro fraternity guy, pick up a ass for bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap to the side to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, we're so impressed. Lots of chicks and a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy. A nice guy who speaks through his fists. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you'll probably kill her before she gets away from you. She's in a pool of blood and crying. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. No muscles, I'll pack your bags. Bury you like cats, ready to go. I'm a nice guy. A man in a word of pride.
Fuck off, jerk off.
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, jerk off.
Read it to the lyrics. So let the parties will quench your thirst. As long as you remember that nice guy's fish first.
Everybody, welcome to the Plex. Welcome, podcast listeners. If you're listening to this on your podcatcher, I don't know, make sure you're subscribed to the show and head on over to twitch.tv/echoplexmedia so that you can watch some of our live shenanigans and then maybe wish you had never found Twitch. I'm producer Dave. You can find me damn near anywhere. Man with the tiny painting.
I am historian Matt, and I do have a tiny painting I'm working on. It's getting there slowly. Surprising how long a tiny painting takes. Mm-hmm. You think it would take a lot less time. It really, it's a little bit less time. But not really that much. Anyways, you can't find me on any other shows on Echoplex because the other show got dropped and I'm too lazy to get on any other ones yet. But you can see me earlier on Sundays for the Humanist Community in Silicon Valley Sunday Forum, which we stream to Facebook. They just look up the Humanist Community in Silicon Valley's Facebook page. Or we often record them. We can't always record them. Like today, we were showing a video, so we couldn't record that since we don't have the rights. But you can catch all our recorded stuff on YouTube. Again, look for the Humanist Community of Silicon Valley YouTube channel. And what else? I have a graphic novel out that nobody's buying, but you know, if you're interested, you should buy it. Yeah, and in the Red Room.
I'm the Media Wench. You can find me here on Ecoplex Media. Excuse me, Plex on Sundays, Meltdown Monday on Mondays, where we make fun of Adrian Curry. Hopefully she'll notice again some other time. And join our Discord, discord.me/Ecoplex. And when we're not live, you should listen to Ecoplex Radio at eplex.xyz, where we will always give you what you want.
Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine. I hope you have a real nice day. The weather, the traffic, the time, and the news. How's your commute? What do you do? Sorry I'm late, I kept hitting snooze. It's just one of those days. You know what they say. It is what it is. Ignorance is bliss. When it rains, it pours. Couldn't ask for more. What goes around comes around, all in good time. I guess that your guess is as good as mine.
Everything's fine and everything's fine and it's great.
Everything's fine and everything's fine. I hope you have a real nice day.
If you think about this country, I don't know of any other country in the world that was settled predominantly by people who were coming to practice their faith. They came here because they were not allowed to practice their particular faith in their own country. And so they came here mostly from Europe and they set up a country that was based on Judeo-Christian principles. When I say Judeo-Christian, the Mosaic laws, Ten Commandments.
No audio.
In 17, whatever the fuck, it was not really good here if you were Jewish.
Or Native American.
Especially Native American.
Yeah. In fact, by that time, you pretty much weren't there and you weren't here anymore. Unfortunately. But true.
And the teachings of Jesus Christ, the moral and teachings of Jesus Christ. That's what our founding documents are based upon. It's in our DNA. You know, if you think of other countries like Italy and Greece and China and Turkey and places like that, they've all sort of changed over time. I mean, they've been there for millennia in many cases. And their culture has sort of evolved over time. But not us. We came here.
Yeah, like so much of what he's saying is completely wrong.
But also just this idea that your culture just shouldn't fucking change.
Yeah, I mean that both that it shouldn't change and that it hasn't. And our culture has definitely changed. But not if you're a Young America's Foundation. I don't even know what that is.
Yo, and like you were saying, like completely left out of his comments here are the folks who were here before the Europeans came over here with their fucking death blankets and shit, right?
Yep.
Like he's just oh yeah, there was just nothing here. It was just trees. We brought Jesus. Blankets.
Just thinking of all the other things I could make out of that acronym.
Yeah, YAF, you are fucked.
Created a blank slate. We birthed a nation from nothing. I mean, it
did.
It,
they did actually create a blank slate. Not exactly something to brag about, though.
That's the one you want to teach out of school.
Also, check this out. A gravestone isn't actually blank.
No.
This
it isn't.
Country's an Indian burial ground and we're cursed.
But candidly, that there isn't much Native American culture in American culture.
Yo, why?
Well, so I was waiting for this because I have heard this, or at least part of this before. He brings up there's not much Native American culture in our culture, except that our system of government was very much based on Native American culture and government that they had in the Northeast. I don't remember. There's a number of videos on YouTube, and I'm sure lots of books about it. I don't want to explain it, but basically the separating the House and the Senate and then, you know, having the executive branch and everything. Very similar to something the Native Americans were doing.
Right. But what if we said he was right? Why would it be that someone's culture was not a part of ours, you know, after we wiped out a bunch of them and then we're like, oh, here's some fucking reservations you can live on where we won't really provide you with services. Oh, and you're going to be policed by the federal government. You can't have your own police. Like, if what he was saying were true, which it's not, like there's a lot of monuments, cities, there's native, like the first world people, the Native American words and their ideas are all over the fucking place here, as much as the settlers, colonizers,
colonists, yeah,
invading force, however, like as much as
jackbooted thugs and thuggets,
right? As much as they tried to stamp it out, the culture endured to some extent, but to the extent that it doesn't permeate everything in our society, it's because we fucking came in and fucking killed a bunch of them. Well, not we, but yeah, white people did it. And a lot of them didn't know any better. They thought they were the superior race, but it turns out that that's not really how this works.
Yeet all fundamentalists.
The people who came here pursuing religious liberty to practice their faith, to live as they ought to live, and have the freedom to do so. Religious liberty. Those are the two bulwarks of America, faith and freedom. I mean, you hear it all the time about faith and freedom. But it is what makes America unique in the world.
There's just fucking like chats all over that. Yeah, like they... At first, he was leaving out the Native Americans, and then he mentioned them and just said their culture isn't part of our culture, and that's incorrect, but to the extent that it isn't more dominant, it's because we killed a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Y'all are fools. Yep, that's a good one, too, Mr. Piece of Work.
Oh, that's the best one. Young America's Foundation, it's YAF. It's actually Y'all Are Fools. Anyway, yeah, why is Rick Santorum?
No idea.
Every once in a while, we get a really good segment of Fox News, like interviewing somebody at a fucking diner. They just always are like, this is the diner that real America hangs out at. It's like people eat at all kinds of different restaurants.
Does he get owned by a little girl? Please tell me he gets owned by a little girl. Because like these idiots versus 100 versus little girls are like, oh, for the century.
All right, yo, so my description of this says Fox interviews person in diner who's upset about a really good idea.
We were talking, tell me what you feel like right now is one of your biggest concerns, you know, with the state of the country right now.
Obviously, you know, I'm concerned with the threat of gun control and illegal immigration, but my biggest concern as a Christian is the fact that, you know, decade after decade, fewer and fewer people are going to church, you know, claiming Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I also am concerned that people my age and people younger than me, I feel like, have lost the knowledge of American exceptionalism and the fact that I do believe that we're the greatest country on the history of the earth. And I feel like, you know, like it says in the Bible and like Ronald Reagan echoed in the 80s, you know, I feel like America is supposed to be the city on the hill, and we're supposed to be the example.
Like, wait a minute, where does it mention America in the Bible?
Oh, this is the Reagan Bible, apparently. I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
First of all,
there's like the King James version, and then there's like the President Reagan version.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fucking, you know, fucking Capitalism 418, Ronald Reagan, second edition.
Example for the rest of the world as Christians and as patriots, and I feel like we're starting to lose that, and it concerns me.
Here, these guys.
Wow.
Stupid.
Hope somebody spills coffee on his Bible.
But like getting people to like not do religion is actually a good thing. I don't know why he's so mad.
Yeah.
First of all, people can do or not do religion as they choose. Somebody DM me their tweet. Anyway, this is Tucker Carlson. We're back to Tucker. I almost found a red light of Tucker, but I didn't get to it. He's going to be talking about the mask some more, and this time he's with the world's oldest teenager, Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire.
Oh, you know, I had the same experience you're talking about. I was in Austin a few days ago, and I'm walking outside without a mask on, and people are staring at me like I'm the crazy one for not having a mask on. Meanwhile, if you're walking outside with a mask on, I should be looking at you, and I do look at you like I would look at a grown man hugging a teddy bear and having a pacifier in his mouth while he's walking down the street. This is your security blanket. There's no reason for you to have it on. You're just afraid. You're afraid of fresh air. That's what's happening. People are afraid to breathe air, and we're making it so that kids are afraid of air too, and that's insane. Wait, to me.
I agree with you completely. I would even actually up the analogy and say a vaccinated person, someone with antibodies wearing a mask outside is like watching a grown man expose himself in public. That's disgusting. Put it away, please. We don't.
What? Again, that's the opposite of wearing a mask. You're like exposing less of yourself if you're wearing a mask, right? Like, am I missing something here?
If you were only wearing a mask and it slipped, you would in fact be exposing yourself in public.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But that's
not, I don't think that's what they're talking about.
No, that's not what they're talking about at all. This is a fucking stupid. I mean, the chat's asking if this is an SNL skit. You know how this is not an SNL skit? This is funny.
Hey, Matt Walsh, thank you.
All right. See, that's not Don Jr. That's Matt Walsh, the world's oldest teenager. He's trying to grow a big bushy beard, but he doesn't realize that now that because he's the world's oldest teenager, he actually can, and so he needs to like trim his beard. His beard is weird.
He looks like a ringleader at a Barnum and Bailey circus.
Things don't get much
in
better.
Which I hope a monkey throws shit at him.
Things don't get much better here. We got a CEO got fired after harassing a teenager for wearing a dress.
It's a video that's been shared all across the country, even picked up by celebrities, including Kathy Griffin and Billy Porter. It shows a male high school senior being ridiculed by a man you see here in this video in Franklin for wearing a dress to prom. That man has been identified as the CEO of Middle Tennessee-based company Visuel, Sam Johnson.
Not anymore.
Nah.
To the teens involved.
Fashion. For many, it's a means of expression.
I very much view clothes as genderless and just anybody can wear whatever they feel beautiful in.
Dalton Stevens is a senior at Franklin
High. Right now he's wearing a hedge. He looks fabulous.
He knew he wanted to make a statement.
He gave his big promposal, asked me to prom, and he decided he was going to wear a dress. And I'm like, okay, like you're going to look good in it.
A floor-length red dress with all the pizzazz to match. All the while, his boyfriend, Jacob,
he looks fabulous.
Standing by his side.
This is adorable.
I think that
dude's just jealous. He might not even be gay. He'd still be jealous.
So I knew that I felt beautiful and that I felt great.
Their special night soon took a drastic turn.
You look like an idiot.
Geitman shot this cell phone video when Sam Johnson, CEO of Visuel, confronted Stevens at the
heart. Yo, these are like teenagers that are in high school.
Like, you look bad, you look, yeah. You got hair on your chest.
And I'm not sure if that guy was jealous or confused or what, but I know what he is. He's now jobless.
They would likely get a few looks. But they say this was just overkill.
But when you come up to somebody and publicly harass them, shame them for what they're wearing, that's just not acceptable.
Instead, the couple wants this to be a teachable moment.
everybody should just wear that what they want, and that you shouldn't be ashamed to do any to wear anything because of societal standards.
For him, the moral of the story
this is
simple.
So cute.
Wear what makes you feel good. Nothing more, nothing less. In Franklin.
Well, if you feel good naked, there are times when that's inappropriate.
Sam Johnson.
It should be fine, but, you know, whatever.
According to the company's Twitter account, News 2 reached out to Johnson himself for a statement. He has not responded.
Cancel culture has gone too far. That guy got fired for harassing a teenager over what they were wearing.
I'd like to see that.
What appeared to be a school function, no less.
Yeah. I'd like to see that fucking asshole try to say something like that to somebody like PK.
Well, it doesn't really matter so much. I'd like to see him rock a dress. That the fucking that youngster can rock that dress, and I don't think I don't know. Like, why would you do that? And if you're the CEO of a company, like, you must understand that you're putting your position as a public officer of a company at risk when you do that. There's no like, how do you hold on, man, it sucks that it's right during the podcast too, because I'm about to go on a fucking do you become so disconnected from reality when you have like a bias, a bigotry, or a hate of this kind that you just lose sight of who you are, what your role in the world is, and what you're putting at risk by like harassing a teenager? Like, what the fuck?
See, this is where all the entitlement comes in, and that's what I've been fucking talking about since like forever, is that the only thing that these people understand is that their entitlement is being encroached on through their eyeballs at things that they just don't want to see or acknowledge because it's inconvenient to them on some level.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. And fucking leave them kids alone.
Leave them kids alone.
All right, so we got, God, this is... I don't even know where the fucking palate cleanser is tonight. Guys, check this out.
But what is a larger course of academic instruction?
If you're teaching, if you're having a discussion on whatever the case may be, on slavery, then you can talk about everything dealing with slavery, the good, the bad, the ugly.
There's no good to slavery, though.
Well, then whatever the case may be.
We don't even have to say it. She already said it for us.
Next.
And the audience laughed. We're good.
All right. We'll cut away from this after like a short time. This is pretty long, but this guy was one of the Capitol police officers on January 6th. And he's been the only one really willing to come out publicly and talk more than once and more than for a quick soundbite. So everybody can check out this whole interview on CNN. This is with Don Lemon, and well, I don't know. Last time we watched a couple clips of this guy was like, oh, you know, I used to be apolitical, which leads me to believe that now he's not apolitical, and he might be, I don't know, there might be fucking hope for the police, or at least the Capitol Police. We'll see.
Mike, how you doing? I didn't know that I would get this emotional about...
I also played this long clip because I need another drink.
Talking about your story, because when this happened, we weren't friends. And now it feels personal to me because we're friends. And I want everyone to thank you for doing this. What has this been like for you since that day, when you think about that day?
I mean, it's been a roller coaster, man. It's been up and down. You know, I think probably for about the first 2 weeks after the 6th, I was still, you know, riding pretty high on adrenaline. Shortly thereafter, I started to experience some of the, I guess, more psychological injuries, PTSD, some of the emotional trauma from, you know, from what I experienced that day.
Yeah. How you doing?
I mean, some days are better than others. Today's a good day. You know, I'm happy that I've got the opportunity to, you know, to speak out talk about the events of that day. It's been very difficult seeing elected officials and other individuals kind of whitewash the events of that day or downplay what happened. You know, some of the terminology that was used, like hugs and kisses and, you know, very fine people, is like very different from what I experienced and what my coworkers experienced on the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did you experience, Michael? Because, the former president has said, and I know that you don't want to make this political, but it said,
there's nothing more political than what happened to this guy. Like, fucking, this fucking drives me nuts.
Yeah.
There is nothing more political than what the fuck happened to this guy.
Yeah.
Because politics is about the, like, acquisition and exercise of power, no matter what your political system is. Mm-hmm. And, our system worked out in such a way that people who previously had power were no longer going to have it. So they were trying to acquire the power so they could exercise it. And they were going to kill this guy in the process, maybe. And so that's like not the idea that you could like look at this from an apolitical lens is fucking, you can't. There's no possible way. So I hate that they try to do this all the time. Treating people kind of like children, you know? Weird. That's one of my criticisms of the mainstream media, is they like cover politics like 90% of the time, like the cable news networks. Like, oh, don't politicize anything. It's like, what the fuck? We're on CNN. It's all politics all the time here. What do you mean don't politicize it? This is fucking, what is this, Sesame Street?
They were basically ushered into the Capitol. They walked into the Capitol, and that it wasn't a big deal that they're patriots. What did you experience that day, and what do you think of that rhetoric?
I think it's dangerous.
Circuit overload. Thanks for the follow.
It is very much not the experience that I had on the 6th. I experienced a group of individuals that were trying to kill me to accomplish, their goal.
Their political goal.
Yep.
Everybody should watch this interview. It was really good. It's a long-form CNN interview, and I don't want to get my podcast pulled for copyright. But, yo, like, just the sort of, like, that guy seems okay. Like, he seems like, but this sort of, like, disbelief that what happened there was politics. It is. That's actually American politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. Well, I don't even know. I mean, it's unfortunate that went down the way that it did. It's not unfortunate that politics gets a little ruckus and even violent sometimes. It's the history of the world. French Revolution wasn't fucking nonviolent. That was pretty great.
Yeah,
that
lady.
Oh, go ahead.
It's just unfortunate that the stupid people who are trying to take this country in not a very good direction were the ones who got violent this time.
So, to juxtapose this fellow, here's an interview with someone else that was the fucking events of January 6th. It's on Newsmax.
Do you think Donald Trump, some of them are saying Donald Trump told us to go to the Capitol, that he told us to do this. What are you saying that?
Greg, at this time, the statements have been clear and on camera. Donald Trump did say, hey, let's go down to the Capitol. We'll come with you. And no, we are not saying, and it's not our position, that Donald Trump said invade the Capitol or do any harmful things or to the Capitol or the property. So that is not a position that we are going to be setting forth.
By the way, I just want to make clear, Mr. Barnett,
he said a bunch of other stuff, and it was on camera. Wasn't very clear what Donald Trump's intentions were, because he did mention stuff about fighting.
Well, the problem here is, like, these motherfuckers are trying to walk a line. They're trying to blame the president, but not too much.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you supposed to interpret out of? We're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I'll be with you. And we're going to take back our country.
Right.
I'm only slightly paraphrasing.
Earlier in that same speech where he was talking about, fighting to Take Back America, Fighting for America, or something like that. Specifically like, saying fighting.
Fighting.
That's why I'm like almost a pure consequentialist, right? This guy got these people together after he lost an election and they tried to fucking invade the Congress because he lost. Because he like riled them up afterwards. Like whatever the specific things that he said or his intent doesn't really fucking matter to me because this dude's actions like served to rile these people up. And then they did what they tried to like overturn an election like by force. Yeah. And so like, I just think that Donald Trump should go to fucking prison because he riled those people up. I'm a pure consequentialist. I don't give a fuck about his intent.
Yeah.
He may have meant well, but that fucking, so what?
For you and what you've gone through, I don't think you should have been kept in custody.
What?
You may have made some mistakes that day, and
this was the guy who sat at Pelosi's desk.
That you were in custody for as long. And I'm glad to see you're finally out. You're going to go back to Arkansas now. What's left? Is it true that your employer terminated you, fired you?
I'm an independent contractor. I did have a contract with them.
Not anymore. An independent contractor is one who has contracts for independent work, maybe subcontracting for another contractor. The long answer is I'm an independent contractor, but basically, yes, I've been fired. Like two could be basically the same. Cancel culture is out of control.
He's an independent contractor who doesn't have contracts anymore.
He's independently free of any contracts.
Yeah.
Been terminated, but I also have another business I'm very passionate about, so I'm doing fine. I'm very excited about getting home and seeing my
steel t-shirts.
My pets. look, I'm an everyday
homemade bullets.
You know, there's been a lot said about me here by people who don't even know me making accusations. But I'm excited to go.
I don't have to know him to like make an accusation here and be like, hey, it looks like if this is what it looks like this dude stormed the Capitol and like tried to overthrow the government, even though he looks like he's having fun. It doesn't mean that like.
Look at this entitled motherfucker.
Yeah.
You don't have to be rich to be entitled or to have a fucking delusion of entitlement.
Yeah, because. Like, you're just going into, like, somebody else's office. It doesn't matter that it's the Speaker of the House. It's like, you don't go into somebody's office and treat it that way. If somebody's like, hey, hang out in my office. I have to go do something real quick. I'm sorry. Can we, like, leave in 15 minutes for lunch? You don't go and, like, throw your American flag, put your foot up on their desk and shit. It doesn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is, like, I don't have to know this guy. If this is his office or if it's a little brother's office or something, like, okay, whatever. Or if it's his boss's office. And there's ways in which this could be a funny picture. But I just went into the Capitol without permission and sat in your desk with my feet up on the desk on top of some of your fucking paperwork through my, like, and did it for the gram. Yeah, I can, like, make judgments about this guy based upon the picture, never having met him.
Also, who brings their fucking flag to a lunch date? That's weird.
We'll hopefully continue this conversation later. And Greg, thank you so much for giving me a chance to be on your program and talk to you.
You bet. You bet, sir.
Yo, Xavier, I'm not a boomer. I'm Generation X. A boomer is my parents. Rude. Oh, anyway, if you're listening to the podcast, just get in the chat at twitch.tv/echoplexmedia. Fun things happen here. Oh, no, and continued fucking our crime and punishment segment tonight. Rudy Giuliani is on Tucker Carlson. This isn't even a Tucker Carlson clip. This is a Rudy Giuliani clip. You're not even going to fucking believe this. Watch.
The agents seemed somewhat apologetic, I might say. They were very, very professional and very gentlemanly. The only time they got perturbed is at the end of the search, when they had taken about, I'd say, 7 or 8 electronic items of mine, which is what they took, and 2 of someone else's. They weren't taking the 3 hard drives, which of course are electronic devices. They just mimic the computer. I said, well, don't you want these? And they said, what are they? I said, those are Hunter Biden's hard drives. And they said, no.
They said, sure they are, Rudy. Sure they are.
Of course.
You know what, though? Maybe Rudy's scamming everybody, and that's where all the fucking real dirt is, and that's where the P-tape is and shit. The whole Hunter Biden thing was just a foot. I mean, who knows, man? Things could, you know, somebody else could be in charge of all this.
Yep.
No. I said, are you sure you don't want them? I mean, the warrant required them to take it. And they said, no. And I, one last time, I said, don't you think you should take it to and they said, no. Now, Hunter Biden's hard drives fall within the scope of the subpoena. The subpoena required them to take all electronics, but they decided to leave that behind.
Yo, and they also, the fucking people who raided him are like, listen, raid him, but whatever you do. If he tries to give you Hunter Biden's hard drives, just don't take them.
Yeah.
Didn't like Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson claim to have like Hunter Biden's laptops mailed to them and they lost them or something?
Oh, you know what else? We forgot. Sometimes we're so far down the rabbit hole that we miss the obvious. What he said could just be what didn't happen.
Of course it's not what didn't happen. That's the first thing, okay? That goes without saying. But at the same time, how does Rudy Giuliani have Hunter Biden's hard drives whenever Tucker Hannity already lost them?
That's Hannity Tucker, ma'am. We're doing phone book rules now.
Hannity Tucker? It's not Sean Carlson?
Sean Carlson sounds like a porn actor.
Ew.
No, I said that in a good way. Don't squash Tuck. No, squash like Tuck.
This doesn't matter.
Anyway, yo, there's only like 15 years left of this clip, so.
So we're completely Great. Content to rely on my word that these were Hunter Biden's hard drives. I mean, they could have been Donald Trump's. They could have been Vladimir Putin's. They could have been anybody's.
That's why this didn't at all happen.
He had like three Matchbox cars from like when his grandson was little and was like, here's Hunter Biden's hard drives. And they're like, okay, Rudy, whatever.
The man who had to be raided in the morning because I'm going to destroy the evidence. I've known about this for 2 years, Tucker. I could have destroyed the evidence years ago. I didn't destroy the evidence because the evidence is exculpatory.
No, actually, this guy's dumb as fuck. He doesn't understand that the evidence is, they probably already have most of the evidence because of the way that digital forensics works right now. They don't have to have your fucking computer to know who you sent an email to, you fucking idiot. Unless he's got like a diary that he wrote in open office or something that he stores on his C drive or whatever.
Notepad.
Right. Like get a .txt file or something. Like there's nothing on like people's devices that if you're involved in basically any kind of crime that involves money, actually, that can't generally be found out about you without getting your device.
Right. Here's your life hack, folks. You ever want to really hide a text file, put it in a fucking folder with a album that looks like a downloaded Metallica album from Napster. Nobody will touch that TXT file with a fucking 50-foot Cat 5 cable.
And this is the docket that just wrote itself. Now, Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew Giuliani, who is like basically Eric Trump when we really think about it, should go on the news way more often.
Scared and afraid what's going on here.
The thing is, of course, you know, to get the warrant that they got, as you know, Andrew, takes a lot, right? You have to have...
Who signed the warrant, Aaron? I just want to know, who signed the warrant?
The Justice Department and a federal judge.
The judge. Who appointed the judge?
So you think the judge is corrupt because of who appointed them?
What I will say is there has been a tradition, I would say tradition, since Eric Holder became the Attorney General, we have seen the Justice Department continually get politicized. And what I've seen now is you have an Obama-appointed judge who has signed this warrant where no other judge would sign this warrant. I think you're going to see tonight exactly how absurd this was.
You have proof that no other judge would sign the warrant?
I don't have any proof, but do you have proof that any other judge would sign the warrant?
Well, I
that's not proof, how it works.
When you say, like, you are making a positive claim there. I hate to do this, right? But you were making a positive claim there that other judges saw this, I don't know, application for a warrant. I don't know how the fuck it worked, right? And said, no, I'm not signing that.
Yeah. Wow.
This guy's crazy.
Trust why the would, Trump judges why who turned who the Trump judges who turned down effort after effort by your father and the president to overturn election results in states across this country. Many of those were Trump appointed judges.
I read over 200 affidavits. That's all I will say about that. But the truth is, I am shocked now.
Am I right? Should that guy should that guy be on TV more?
I mean, only so that we can have more wonderful clips for our show.
Right, right. I mean, we're talking like purely in like the interest of entertaining ourselves and possibly 1 to 3 dozen other people here, you know?
Speaking of somebody who should only be on TV for better clips for the show.
Yo, so I guess this is our palate cleanser. I want to say this video is from the Lincoln Project. Fuck the Lincoln Project. This is a pretty good video.
They do make good videos.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Congressman Matt Gaetz
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Congratulations. You've been selected for a 3-night Bahama cruise.
Hey, more and more here. This might be a bad time, but remember that time you forgot your wallet? Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and send me that money. all right. Talk to you later.
Hey, Matt, this is Eric from Axe Body Spray. Just calling to see if you need a re-up, man. Give me a shout.
Yeah, this message is for Matt Gaetz. We're calling from the Florida Man Association, and we'd like to notify you that you've been nominated for our Lifetime Achievement Award. Please send us any evidence or video documentation you may have of yourself. It can be wiping out on a four-wheeler, taunting an alligator from too close, or using Venmo to pay women for sex and then taking pictures of those suspiciously young-looking women and sharing the photos on the floor of the United States House of Representatives as you keep track of your points-based sexual conquest competition while doing drugs and transporting women across state line and all the while using your real name. Any videos that might be of that sort of substance will really help in helping us decide who the Florida Man should be. And thank you very much.
Check this out. As long as the Lincoln Project just only dunks on slimy ass Republicans, they can stay.
Yep.
As soon as they start trying to fuck bring their tent inside of our tent over here, then they can fucking, you know what, you can take your tent and put it back over there. We'll make sure you have good video equipment and a budget to dunk on Republicans, but get your shit out of our tent, you weird motherfuckers. Like, I don't like any, like, they just know how to dunk on Republicans. That's all. And that's all they're allowed to do. You're not even ready for this. Check this out.
No, I'm not.
Our generation is lost and lonely, barren and bitter. The Bible
says,
whoa.
For man to be alone. We're created by God for divine purpose to be fruitful and multiply and take dominion.
I'm Brandon Durham, founder of Dominion Dating. Our goal is to create the best network of Christian singles in the world.
We believe in pursuing marriage locally. However, with so many Christians confused on marriage, many singles must look beyond for a godly spouse. Conventional dating sites fail to deliver.
Sweet boy,
Dominion Dating is dramatically different. We go the distance to connect godly singles.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yikes. Yikes.
Wow. It's real, by the way. I checked. it's not a joke.
Come here. Stop licking the bag. Stop it.
All right, we're going to skip around a little bit in the docket. Hey, have you guys been wondering how President Trump's doing?
Not really.
But not well.
Well, I wasn't either, but then I saw this on Twitter and I put it on the docket. And here's how President Trump's doing.
Let's see former what they president. Find. I wouldn't be surprised if they found thousands and thousands and thousands of votes. So we're going to watch that very closely. And after that, you'll watch Pennsylvania and you'll watch Georgia and you're going to watch Michigan and Wisconsin and you're watching New Hampshire. They found a lot of votes up in New Hampshire just now. You saw that? Because this was a rigged election, everybody knows it, and we're going to be watching it very closely. But start off by, you just take a look. It's on closed circuit. I guess it's on all over the place because everyone's talking about yesterday, front page of the New York Times. They didn't want to write it, but that's because they thought they were going to have a negative decision, and the judge gave us a positive decision. Then let's see.
Yo, that guy's just like stuck in time, right?
He's still trying to cope.
Right, but this was at his Mar-a-Lago like resort for like 10 people. Right? Like there was like not a crowd there.
Yeah.
That's like so funny and so sad, and I'm so glad he ended up right exactly the fuck there. You remember the recount that was going on in Arizona or whatever?
Yes.
Did you know?
Cyber ninja.
Antifa was going to attack the recount. Also, this is a local news site, so anything could happen when I press the play button.
Give you the facts is that vote is one of those being audited at the old state fairgrounds. We've been telling you about the recount of Maricopa County's 2020 ballots ordered by the state Senate. Tonight, Cyber Ninjas, the company leading the charge.
Thank you for the follow, some dumb.
Procedures after a judge's order to do so. Most of the documents, uneventful. But one detailing security plans that was not intended to be made public was. It's a threat analysis on Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And while it lays out specific security information we have chosen not to reveal, it also goes into great detail on the idea of an attack on the Coliseum by Antifa. So why was Antifa named specifically? We've seen zero signs of any disturbances outside. We have reached out to officials with the company for a comment tonight. We have not heard back.
Oh, good. They
imagine
they,
that. No,
they covered it well.
Imagine that. Nobody outside protesting the fake recount.
Well, I'm very confused. They're trying to blame Antifa for something somebody thought Antifa would do, but it didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
I think The news covered it great. I think they said, oh, we noticed in this thing a thing about Antifa, and we looked around and didn't see any Antifa.
Literally, we came down here, we looked around, there was nobody here.
Yeah.
Yo, one of the nights that I guess there were like doors unlocked in the facility where they were counting the fucking ballots on people. Mind you, I just heard that, but like it's 2021. Fucking unmute yourself and don't worry about the facts.
Then don't steal any doors.
Could you imagine if you like went on to cable news and you're like, oh, I'm going to talk to Neil Cavuto. And then Neil Cavuto kind of like destroys you. But that's Kelly Loeffler. So there's a reason for that. Here we go.
Making sure that everyone's voice is heard.
All right. So if we were having an investigation into that, it would be investigations after other investigations. This one more focused, I guess, on the behavior of Mr. Raffensperger. But you had charged that you want to probe into whether he used his office to advance his political interest. He was supporting you and your colleague. So how was that opposite what your interests were? You were both on the same page.
That's not exactly correct. I mean, look, he's our top elections official. He's not a partisan official per se, But my
But he wasn't for your opponent, right, Senator? He was for you. He was for Senator Perdue. And
well,
so
look,
what would be in his interest to sabotage that?
Not suggesting sabotage. I'm suggesting that Georgians don't trust voting right now, and he took actions that led to a lack of confidence.
Yo, Neil Cavuto is like these fucking, I can't, come on. Imagine like having Neil Cavuto be like, I can't do this bullshit that you're doing here.
He's like, this doesn't even pass basic logic.
Freedom Reality says we need an Antifa shaman.
What are you talking about? We are the Antifa shaman.
We have Dr. Robert Lopez.
Is Dr. Robert Lopez the Antifa shaman?
I bet we could tell him to be the Antifa shaman and he'd probably make us die laughing trying.
He would be a good Antifa shaman. Our next story comes from Mediaite, and there's some chance that it's not going to play because it's Mediaite. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Oh, there it goes. Oh, the ad.
Something. An ad?
It's fine.
Riveting Radio.
Cool. Yeah, Riveting Radio. But yeah, okay, so this next one is Tucker is big fucking mad at this guy, Frank Luntz. This is also 13 minutes, so I can pee.
Uh-oh.
We're not going to watch all 13 minutes of it, though. But he's going to get mad at Frank Luntz, who's like a fucking... a pretty far right guy. Tucker's just probably mad at him because
he was like the GOP pollster who like basically started doing like push polls to push people towards Republican talking points.
Yeah, like Frank Luntz is a massive piece of shit, but apparently not a big enough piece of shit for Tucker Carlson.
Yeah,
a lot going on, but some big trends too. When you think about them, you often wonder what is going on. And for quite some time now, we've wondered what's going on with congressional Republicans. A lot of nice people in the Republican Party. But the point of a political party is not to be nice. It's to represent the interests of its voters. That's the only reason political parties exist in the first place. There's no other reason to have them except to represent their own voters. Yet year after year, on issue after issue, the leadership of the Republican Party fails to represent its voters. And we're not guessing about that. We know what Republican voters care about. They tell pollsters all the time.
It's almost like they were bought off by, rich people.
In 2016, they elected Donald Trump just to make it incredibly clear what they cared about. If that wasn't a wake-up call, nothing would be. And yet nothing really changed. It remains true, as of right now, that the priorities of the people who run the Republican Party are very different, in some cases completely different, from the priorities of the people who vote Republican. Why is that? Well, there are a lot
Why
of reasons
it?
For it, probably, but Frank Luntz is
I
definitely
I fucking hate Tucker Carlson so much.
Luntz,
I fired
Dr.
him
Frank,
like a month ago.
Luntz, as he is often called,
and producer Dave just does
is
not give a shit. So you know what?
Message
I'm banning
decades,
Dave
Frank
Rubin screenshots.
What to say and precisely how to say it.
Dave Rubin Luntz is the forbidden screenshot.
For politicians. He does it now.
Because fucking Tucker Carlson.
Republican Congressional Committee, the NRCC, invited Luntz to Florida for its so-called policy summit, where he was asked to weigh in on the hot topics. Luntz's job was to tell Republicans, office holders, people with power, how to think about the most important issues of the day. Now, we didn't hear the presentation, but there's no doubt it was compelling. Frank Luntz is a smooth salesman. That's why he's been around for a while. The problem with Frank Luntz is that his views, his personal views, are very different.
The Chiron there below him is just repeating his words.
Frank Luntz is a conventional liberal. His main clients are left-wing corporations like Google. When Frank Luntz gives advice to congressional Republicans, he's got Google's perspective in mind. That's a huge problem. We wanted to talk to Luntz about all of this on the show tonight. Nothing personal, but it's interesting and it's important. So we texted him an invitation this morning, but he did not respond. That's odd since we've known him well for a long time. In 2019, for example, he tweeted us this greeting, which tells you a lot about the kind of person Frank Luntz is. Quote, "This Thanksgiving, let's give thanks to the men and women of the FBI, the CIA, and the intel services." That's literally what the message said. It's on the screen. Even on Thanksgiving, Frank Luntz takes time to bow before the powerful. So why does Frank Luntz remain a fixture in Republican politics at a time when the companies he works for are opposed to the Republican Party, explicitly so? Well, in part because he is particularly close to the House
minority. Actually, I don't think he mentioned Google. I don't think Google is explicitly
in an interview earlier
opposed
this year,
to the Republican Party.
Kevin McCarthy is a personal friend.
They're implicitly there.
And that relationship gives
kind of are, but not explicitly so.
Over the Republican Party's policy positions. The big ones. Take the
board. He has resting fart face.
Frank Luntz's view of immigration is very much like Google's view of immigration. America needs a lot more immigration right away. And anyone who disagrees with that is a racist.
That's not what Google says.
Rather than simply say that out loud, rather than make the
Google says, here, look at this Sargon opinion. Video where he Frank talks about black people being stupid.
His own personal opinions as social science. He'll conduct something called a focus group. That's a moderated conversation between several people that has, in fact...
That's called a TV show. It's designed to entertain and get people's attention and to display conflict between liberals and conservatives.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a focus group.
Well, I mean, I think Luntz did do, like, focus groups to figure out what the Republicans should be saying, what terms they should be using to push their agenda. That was not on television or,
he used to do that, but before. I think he does a lot better, like on the, financial front and on the, like, people like me now front by being like a never Trumper who tries to like host these focus groups to bring everybody together. I think that's like better for his reputation. And that's what Frank Luntz is doing. He's doing a Lincoln Project.
Yeah.
He's doing a Why I Left the Right.
And everybody's like, duh, everybody's leaving the right. Makes you special.
But Frank Luntz, too, can't come, can't be over here. He could be over there throwing bombs, but he can't be over here.
Go move to Montana with Adrian Curry.
Actual relevance to anything. It's just random people yammering. Your 90-second exchange with the UPS guy this morning meant more than a Frank Luntz focus group. And yet, purely on the basis of that...
Hey, boo, Justin Freakin's here.
Luntz manages to make pronouncements about the country...
Somebody shout out Justin for us, please.
...the Republican Party should respond to it. Most of those pronouncements, as you can imagine, tend to comport perfectly with his own views, as well as with the views of Google executives. Axios recently reported on Luntz's findings about immigration...
No, the executives at Google who are rich agree with this guy, Frank Luntz, who is rich. You could imagine that. Come on, dude. He does his focus groups on Facebook Live, too. Tucker doesn't even have the right boogeyman, I don't think, here. Because I'm pretty sure Frank Luntz's focus groups are on Facebook Live, not YouTube.
So what did Frank Luntz supposedly find out about immigration? Well, it turns out, according to Frank Luntz, that Republican voters, in fact, are dying to give amnesty to as many foreign nationals as they possibly can. They're demanding it right away.
What the fuck? Come on, yo, dude. Tucker, like... I don't even know what the fuck Frank Luntz said, but I feel like, you know how Sam Harris is like, oh, you're misrepresenting my position, and I feel like you've been very unfair to me, and that's why I'm not going on your show ever, 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 anyone ever. That sounds like what fucking Tucker's saying, or that's what Tucker's doing to Frank Luntz is that thing, because it has to be. This is amazing.
Right away, it's a top priority for them. Watch.
They believe in immigrants, in immigration. They are pro-immigration. And I was a little surprised because of what I see reported in the media. Trump voters support the DREAM Act. They support the ability of these people who are brought here through no fault of their own, the ability to earn a path to citizenship. We need these people. We actually have an economy that's expanding, that's growing.
I was a little surprised to find out that deep down Republican voters agree with...
Oh, Tucker, stop trying to do Drunk Dave.
Me and Google. We were not surprised. We're all the children of immigrants, because we need these people. Now, that may be entirely true, or maybe it's not true. We can debate it. But Frank Luntz doesn't want to debate it.
No, he asked people what they think, and it turns out even the people who watch your show think that fucking people should be able to come to America.
Yep.
We'll watch a little more of this, and then I got a real quick clip, and then we'll head on over onto the other side.
Probably why he didn't come on tonight. He wants instead to pretend that his personal opinions are established fact and that the Republican Party had better listen to them and obey. Open Borders activists immediately seized upon Luntz's research to justify what they were already doing, keeping the borders open. The National Immigration Forum tweeted out a link right away. DACA has bipartisan support, the group wrote, pointing to Frank Luntz's opinion opposing his research as evidence of that.
Wait, did they point, like, does this tweet say anything about what Frank Luntz said?
Nope.
Doesn't look like it.
This is the whole tweet.
DREAM Act is an opportunity to make real, meaningful
They didn't
progress.
Even need to use tweet longer.
You see? Amnesty has broad bipartisan support. There's a national consensus in favor of opening the border, so Republicans had better get on board because Frank Luntz's research proves they desperately want it. This is pretty close to fraud, actually. Who is served by it? That's always the question in Washington.
Oh,
well,
no.
Frank Luntz's corporate clients are served by it, of course, but also the Democratic Party is served by it. A party.
It's like another fucking planet that these people live on.
Here he is back in 2012 yep. telling the rest of us that according to his highly scientific surveys of a dozen people in some shopping mall somewhere, most Americans actually really want the government to take their guns away.
The public wants guns out of the schools, not in the schools, and they're not asking for a security official or someone else. I don't
not at all
think
what he said.
NRA is listening. I don't think that they understand. Most Americans would protect the Second Amendment rights and yet agree with the idea that not every human being should own a gun.
This is also fucking way ass back in 2012. This is almost 10 years ago. Come on, Tucker.
Should be available at any time, anywhere, for anyone.
Yeah. Most people agree. Notice the language there. Did you listen carefully to that?
10 years ago.
You can protect the Second Amendment even as you gut it. It's just common sense gun control.
10 years ago.
Americans are for that. Who does that sound like? It sounds a lot
someone
like
someone who spoke
Biden,
10 years ago.
A man from.
Wasn't Gangnam Style like really popular like 10 years ago?
Up on Gangnam Style.
Frank I think. Juan says,
yeah, probably.
Been friends with for a long time. Check out the note from Frank Luntz to Hunter Biden on Hunter's laptop. What you
well, we can't because they fucking wouldn't take the hard drives from Rudy Giuliani. What do you mean?
Missed like, your opportunity there, bub.
You should have got on the horn with those fucking cops. Yo, this is wild. This is so stupid. Like, who cares that Tucker Carlson fucking let them fight? I hope Frank Luntz starts dunking on Tucker Carlson next. And now, before we go into red light, this is Newsmax covering Joe Biden picking up a fucking flower.
All right, folks, I want you to take a look at this. Joe Biden today getting on Marine One, and he stops and picks up, I think it's a dandelion, but it's a dandelion that hasn't even blossomed into a flower yet. Like, it gives everybody asthma. So you
it's
blow,
a,
it goes
it's
everywhere,
a,
and then everybody starts sneezing. Well, he picks up the weed and gives it to Jill as what I guess is supposed to be some kind of a sweet gesture. He's getting dandelions all over the place. I said,
you fucking asshole.
Who knows? Folks, I want...
Like, come on.
He gave it to her so she could make a wish, you fucking cunty scumbag.
Yo, if it was the last president, he would have given that shit to his daughter.
When they were alone.
Dandelion gate is my favorite thing so far of 2021. Like, that's cute. Like, who fucking cares? In fact, not who cares. That's fucking cute.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
And they're triggered by picking a dandelion. That's just absurd.
Producer Dave, I have something to say to you. You refuse to acknowledge the fact that I fired fucking Tucker Carlson. Dave Rubin is now the forbidden screenshot.
That's fine. We have enough of them.
So mode B.
So the show's over. I haven't looked for a song, so Amity, why don't you, can you read us out?
Yeah. Thanks for watching and listening to the Plex. We do this every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific to 9 and on into Red Light. Please check out all of our other podcasts. Just go to your pod catcher, type in Equiplex Media or the Plex or Local Love or Down Ballot or Intellectual Dollar Tree. Give Intellectual Dollar Tree a 1-star rating if you wouldn't mind while you're there. Jump in our Discord. You can get a full schedule of whatever we're doing there. Discord.me/Equiplex. And after the show, you can call in on the old-timey telephone, and that is at 415-903-7539.